You're listening to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. 26 years. That's how long my next guest represented Western Salt Lake County in the Utah legislature. And after being elected to the Utah House of Representatives in 1984 and later serving in the Utah Senate, Democrat Brent Goodfellow was swept out of office in 2010 when a Republican tidal wave swept across the country. But now he's looking to get back into politics, taking on incumbent Salt Lake County Councilman Michael Jensen in this year's election to represent the county's west side in District 2. He joins me now in the studio to discuss his accomplishments in Utah government and why he's looking now to win a spot on the county council. Brent, thanks for being here. It's good to have you on the show.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Listeners, join us on the air with your questions and comments for Salt Lake County Council candidate Brent Goodfellow. Our number is 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. Well, Brent, why did you decide that Salt Lake County Council was the right fit for you this election?
Well, I've retired from Salt Lake Community College. I'm no longer in the legislature, and I have a lot of time on my hands, and I still have some fire in the belly, and I think there's enough issues out there that I still can contribute to solving some of the problems that we have on the west side.
And so have you been itching to get back into politics, I guess, for the past 2 years, ever since losing re-election in 2010?
Well, I've watched the legislature for the last couple of years, and I firmly believe that participation in the political process is lacking. I believe that we need more Democrats, and therefore I'm a Democrat. I'm willing to get more involved and try to get a better dialogue going and temper some of the rhetoric and try to get more civility, because I believe that on the national level, with the decisions of Citizens United and all the money that's flowing in and all of the problems we have, that we need to get together and try to solve problems rather than just try to put the other party down.
Would you say you have a track record of doing that during your legislative career?
Absolutely. I believe that that's what we used to do. Hmm. We used to get together and identify the problem and then try to solve it. And I think that's one of the reasons that Utah is in good shape, is because we work together and we solve problems. We don't just try to be obstructionists and try to create problems.
So what are the key issues in this county council race? What are the important things on the west side for your would-be constituents in Salt Lake County?
I think probably the main issue is the unincorporated area, because if Holiday incorporates, then we would have just Kearns and Magna that would be in the unincorporated area, and there's some issues out there. For an example, this last couple of years where they put a fee for the United Police Department, I think those are the kind of issues that are concern. I believe transportation, east-west transportation, is a major issue for all of the west side, going all the way from Magna all the way down to Harriman. I believe that air pollution and the growth, and we've got to do better planning so that we look at the issues of pollution and transportation, and I think they're connected. I also believe that there's major concerns I have with our future, and especially our education system and how we prepare our children for the future.
And so what is it, Brent, about county government that attracts you to this particular race? There's obviously, you know, you could have run for city council. You could go back for the Utah legislature. Why Salt Lake County government? Why is that what interests you right now?
Well, I think over the years, a lot of constituents have called me and asked me to help solve particular problems, and I've tried to do that, whether it's a federal problem or whether it's a state problem. But many times it's a local problem. And so working with my constituents, I've been asked to consider running to continue to support the things that I've supported in the past.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is former longtime state senator and representative Brent Goodfellow, who is now a Democratic candidate for Salt Lake County Council representing the county's west side. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. Brent, are there any two or three accomplishments that you would say you're most proud of from your lengthy time as a state lawmaker, 26 years?
Well, I guess I I would say that my accomplishments have been to work together, to try to solve problems, to put budgets together. Mm-hmm. Certainly I've been an educator, so I've supported education, and hopefully that we can continue to build on some of those things. I think over the years there, one of my interns at one time did a study of all of the bills that I had sponsored and passed, and I think my track record is over 70%, so I'm proud of that. I think there's some bills that I passed that I'm particularly proud of. I passed a bill some 20 years ago that actually put a 10-cent charge on telephones, and that money goes to the Public Service Commission, who supports programs for the deaf and hard of hearing. I'm very proud of that because it's been a great program over the years. I think if you want to get visual, as you go down the highway, the freeways, there used to be signs that would say food or gas, or now we have the highway logo signs. The Department of Transportation was against that, but I passed that legislation, and I think it's been very helpful to the public to know when they exit, they can find a restaurant or find a gas station or find accommodations of some type. So I could go on and on about bills that I've sponsored, but I think what I would say that I've been a voice of reason and a willing to work with the other side and compromise in order to get things done.
And so is that the key to success then as a Democrat in the Utah legislature? How did you get these bills passed when, at least in the final years of your service in the Utah legislature, Republicans held a supermajority or even more than that?
Well, again, I think if we look at trying to solve problems and not be obstructionist or not be one that's just up there to try to accomplish their own goals, I think I always looked at the big picture and what's best for the state and what's best for the citizens and tried to accomplish that. I guess I still have some real concerns about people. Somehow they say they love our country, they salute the flag, they say the pledge, and then in the next breath they say, but I hate the government. And I think somehow we've got to change that, because the government is there. We are the government, and the government is there to provide the services for us, and I think we need to change that and get back to solving problems and supporting programs that are needed, and that's one of the reasons I'm involved.
And so what have been your thoughts, Brent, as you've observed what's happened during the 2011 and 2012 legislative sessions? Certainly most people think that what happened in 2012 wasn't nearly as contentious or as bitter as 2011. But what's it been like observing the legislature the past 2 years? Do you think it's gone downhill, as some think, or what are your thoughts there?
Well, I think because of the recession, there was not very much money. Somebody once said that the only time we have problems with the legislature is when there's no money or when there's a lot of money. And so it's been a couple of years where certainly the economy isn't as bad as it was, but it needs to get better. And so I think the future is looking bright. And I think the past couple of legislative sessions, they didn't have as much controversy because they didn't have budgets they had to cut. They didn't have a lot of money to increase budgets neither.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. We just have a minute or two left with Democrat Brent Goodfellow. He's a candidate for Salt Lake County Council and former state lawmaker of 26 years. Well, Brent, getting specifically to the county council race, your opponent is Republican incumbent Michael Jensen. He's been in office for a couple terms now. What would you say distinguishes you from him? What do you think the choice is that voters will make between you and Michael Jensen?
Well, I think Michael Jensen's done a good job. I think he's supported issues for the West Side. The reason that I have concerns about Michael is that he's the fire chief. He has a big responsibility. We certainly expect our fire chief to solve a lot of problems. He has a large budget. He has a good salary, and I think he needs to concentrate on that, because I think if he continues to try to do both, I think that waters down both positions.
And interestingly, Brent, the Democratic Party has filed a Hatch Act complaint against your opponent because, you know, as Unified Fire Authority Chief, they say he's in charge of federal funds and shouldn't be eligible to run. Now, interestingly enough, that argument was successful against one of your former Senate colleagues, John Greiner. He was removed from the Senate and then removed from his position as police chief as well. What are your thoughts on this Hatch Act complaint against Michael Jensen? Do you think it's pretty valid?
Well, overall, I think I don't like the Hatch Act law, but the fact that it's on the books and we ought to obey it, and I think if he's the fire chief, I'm not sure that he can also. I think there's a constitutional problem when he sits down as a Salt Lake County Council and wears his hat as legislature. He passes ordinances, he passes policy, he passes budget. He leaves that meeting, puts his fire chief hat on,
right,
and then he's the executive branch. And so I think there's a separation of powers, there's conflicts of interest. So I think there's some major issues that we need to resolve.
Are you involved in filing the actual complaint, or as a candidate, are you staying out of that particular portion?
I am not involved in that. That was the party, and I think I was aware of it, but definitely not involved in it.
So finally, Brent, what is your case then, finally, for Salt Lake County Council when voters go to make this choice in November? Why is Brent Goodfellow the right person for the job in this particular role?
Well, I think I can look at my record. I have a voting record that is open, and I think I've proven myself that I am a problem solver. I can work to work with the other side. And I think the experience that I have, the process and the people that I've worked with in the past, I know the players, I know the issues, and therefore I think supporting me would be supporting someone that could do a great job with the experience and background that I have.
My guest has been Brent Goodfellow. He was a state lawmaker for 26 years, and he is now running for the Salt Lake County Council against Republican incumbent Michael Jensen. Brent, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for the invitation.
Politics Up Close is a production of KCBW News. Thank you to Jesse Ellis for his help with the program. Listen to the show every Friday morning at 9 and Sunday morning at 6 here on KCBW, and download podcasts of our full interviews online at kcbw.org. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thanks for joining us.